WWF Light Heavyweight Champion Gilbert, brother, and you're listening to the Greetings Guild Podcast.
So this is what episode, Bob?
Look it up.
We're going to say 40X or 50X.
I think it's 64.
64?
I think it's 64. Let me check. It would be, it's enumerated on the YouTube channel, right?
Yeah.
Or the All right, let me check the YouTube channel. Son of a bitch, I was right.
64?
For the first time ever, I was right on what the episode number is.
Don't
let go of your head. It was the vacation, it helped.
Okay.
It's the best it's going to get.
Well, you know, when you're dealing with
no Wi-Fi,
the ever-present specter of Dolly Parton's nipple fingers.
Wow.
There's an inside joke.
Yep. A newly birthed one.
Yeah. It's rare to get those. It's usually we're relying on the old standards, like Lone Ranger's mother.
Lone Ranger's mother, flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh, my God. That's a classic. Well,
that's a deep cut.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, here's another one. Yeast infections.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeast infections.
I believe the genesis of that one was like summer of 99.
I think it might be. That's a 20-year-old. Mm-hmm. That's almost old enough to drink.
Yep. When your inside jokes begin to qualify for
when they
legal
can quote
privileges. Yeah.
So, cameras over there.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 64 of the Nerd or Not podcast. We are the Cretans Guild. Together for the first time in years, we're all here. I'm not a hologram. Corey's not a hologram. Bob's not a hologram.
No, but my intelligence is artificial.
That's true. Yes. That is true. That is true. But I think you meant superficial, just like all of our intelligence. And we are
nipple official.
We are... God damn it.
It's also stupid o'clock for us.
It really is. Yeah. It's been
It's not really that late for us. It's just we've done so much today.
Very long day. We are in, I hesitate to call it the great state of Tennessee.
It's good
but
enough.
But I'll call it the pretty darn good state of Tennessee.
Yes. The not too shabby state.
The state of high sales tax.
Holy God.
The state of evenly distributed pancake houses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you know?
And lodging.
That between Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, where we are smack dab in the middle in the great Smoky Mountains.
Mm-hmm. Dollywood's right over there.
Yep.
Those are two of the Smokies.
You guys did just miss the Dollywood
nightly fireworks,
evening fireworks. Yes, it's a shame because when you don't know that's going to happen, mm-hmm. you're concerned that they're blasting tunnels in the middle of the night.
Yeah, or that Disney World just chase after you.
Yeah.
Are we getting carpet bombed?
So we want to talk a little bit.
The bears found the mining equipment.
Oh God, yeah.
Talk a little bit about our trip up here, and or down here, and our experiences here in Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge so far. And it's going to be a short episode tonight, guys. We are all very tired.
Yeah, but we've been promising we'll do a live episode, so here it is.
So here is live. So we got here to Pigeon Forge 3 days ago.
That shouldn't have made me laugh like that.
3 days ago? Yeah, it was 3 days ago now.
Friday. I remember that Friday. It was long.
It was a long Friday.
Who would have thought driving across the entire country would wear you
honestly,
out?
I think my trips to Chicago were a little bit easier than or a little bit more straightforward at least.
Well, the trip to Chicago from or the trip to Michigan from Florida is kind of just a straight line. You can really kind of coast.
Mm-hmm.
It's 75.
Yeah.
Fuck it. That's it.
You set it on cruise and pulse and take a nap.
Mm-hmm. The trip into Tennessee though is a bit of a different beast. I know you guys came up 95, right?
Yeah, our options were to either come up 75 through Atlanta or go up the coast through the Carolinas on 95.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Everyone I talked to said, avoid Atlanta. Don't go through Atlanta.
Atlanta's always been an easy jaunt for me.
Well,
it depends on when you go through.
Yeah, and I figured with a Friday, we'd hit it about Friday early afternoon. I figured, why take the chance?
Yeah.
And the other way is straight interstate for the most part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we come down 75 pretty much the whole way. Which isn't too bad. And we, unfortunately, don't get the experience of driving through the Blue Ridge Mountains and the tunnels.
Yes.
which
Horn check, which
yeah, if you've never driven through a tunnel before, it is required that you either
Tarzan yell,
honk your horn, Tarzan yell,
yep,
or declare your love of stuff.
I was thinking of when Harry and the Hendersons, when he sticks his head out and he starts making that siren wail.
So we got here on Friday. Corey got here a little bit later than us, and
like 5 hours later,
a little bit. And we were very worried because we didn't know when Corey was going to get here, and
we're on a mountain.
We are on a mountain, and it's dark on mountains. If you guys don't know that.
And also the roads up a mountainside tend to be
a little steep,
challenging,
rather windy. But we learned something this week, guys. We learned that the Ford Flex is the car of the future, and simultaneously the past, because they're not making it anymore.
Yep. They stopped making them last year.
But if you need to climb a mountain,
that's your baby.
That's the one for you, because that fucker goes.
Until it has to stop.
Until it has to stop. And then there's some minor complications, but that's... I don't know.
It skipped for like a good half a second, and then it was back on the gravel.
Yeah, and then it was like, let's fucking go, boys.
Provided the circumstances of that particular moment and how much torque it had to, had to manage in order to continue the ascent.
Yeah. Yep.
Because there's a lot of ass in that car.
There was a ton of ass in that car.
That's right.
And a lot of it at the back half of the car.
Plus pizza.
Plus pizza. Pizza that I farted on.
Yes. That's why the earthy aroma.
Yeah. We are getting ahead of ourselves, though, because that happened today.
Right.
Friday, we discovered, we got to the cabin that we're in, which is gorgeous. Stunning view. Absolutely beautiful.
Spacious. Resplendent. Luxurious.
There were no garbage bags or...
clean surfaces.
Clean surfaces. Which is a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Just little notes if you ever stay at a rural Airbnb.
Yeah. There's probably not going to be any soap.
No soap. There's hotel soap up in that one.
Oh, that's really
nice. That's the one I've been using.
Still haven't used it. It
fits nice and cleanly right in the crack.
Oh.
It's good. You've been using that soap?
Oh, nope.
Well, we're not getting that one back, Karen.
Just like swiping for interest.
Hey, someone just drove by. That's pretty cool.
Ooh, you saw headlights.
Yeah.
It's a murder.
But anyway, so we got here and we saw each other, and it was a wonderful reunion that we have not seen each other in ages. And then we met our neighbor, the bear, who tried to eat Bob.
Hey, boo-boos, Thanksgiving feast.
And we, of course, have not since seen the bear. He could be in the house. Mm-hmm. No, we don't. We just don't know.
If anybody gets a call on their smartphone.
Yeah, if you
trace the call.
If anyone gets a call, the bear is calling from inside
the house. When a stranger calls. Hello?
These are the jokes, people.
I'm not going to lie. I almost shit myself when he jumped up and growled at me.
No, I would have.
Yeah.
I would have,
because we're on the first floor, which has a balcony. Then there's the basement, which it has a balcony and probably another 8-foot drop. That's where we first saw the bear. I run down to the basement and I was like, oh, I can try and get a good shot of this. That's when he stood up on his hind legs, put his paws up, growled, and I said, fuck this. It's not worth a shot.
Wise course of action.
We have yet to see him since. We've heard some tromping around outside. But luckily we have Admiral Gimli here to take care of us.
Yes. Provided that
wherever
brick,
the fuck he
that
is.
Brick passes.
Probably passed out somewhere. He's around.
Mm-hmm.
But he will protect us because Gimli is eternal.
Yep.
So Corey got here late, and we hung out and it was a good night, and then we all went to bed. And then yesterday was Gatlinburg.
I admit I accept full responsibility for steering.
Not a lot of parking in Gatlinburg.
Yeah. This whole trip
went
wrong.
The parking that there was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. It was desiccated.
It was.
Yeah. It was built on top of old structures of indeterminate function and origin.
Yep.
We're
soup. Ice. Oh, okay. Oh. It's the bear.
God. He's in the ice box.
He's coming out of the booth.
What's up, Big John? All right. There he is, just like.
Oh, speaking of Big John, there is a painting of a strapping iron worker at Pigeon Forge.
The happiest blacksmith you'd ever see.
He really is. He's a smug-looking piece of shit.
Happy, smug, and completely chilled.
Yeah.
Just totally chilled. Just like... And it's some good-ass iron working.
The problem is he's iron. He's very proud of the round piece of iron he's working on.
Yeah. It's the biggest flathead screwdriver I've ever made. Nobody's going to use it.
This is going to be a manly muffler.
So we went to Gatlinburg. And the whole point of going to Gatlinburg was to go to a board game shop that they had there, as we do love board games.
Tom Selleck mustache just blazing. It's art, all right?
It is.
It's art.
It is.
We might reference him a few more times.
Probably. So we had to find a place to park, and
excuse me, I'm really tired. This is a long day.
A very long day. So Gatlinburg is a nightmare hellscape of driving, because there are slowdowns everywhere in this county, and it's not just like, you know, every town in the United States slow down, or it's like, oh, it's going to take a couple minutes to get through this light. We'll be fine.
It's gridlock.
It's bumper to bumper. It's like driving in New York.
Two lane roads with 5-way intersections on very crowded streets.
People don't know which Ripley's they're trying to get to because there's like 20 different Ripley's whatever's in this.
Ripley runs.
It's more Pigeon Forge, but yeah.
Yeah, right.
Ripley runs the mini golf game in this county. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Don't fuck with Robert Ripley.
And yet, we haven't seen the museum anywhere.
Nope. We did see the aquarium, though.
We saw the aquarium. Yeah.
And right next to Margaritaville.
I mean, and it's a Robert Ripley museum. There better be a Fiji fucking mermaid somewhere in there. Doesn't deserve the name Ripley.
So we went to Gatlinburg, and we finally found a place to park after doing two loops on...
Very honorable, or honor system.
Oh, yeah.
Way of parking.
So it's a public parking lot that you have to pay to get into. There's nary an attendant in the place. You're basically just like at your word that you're going to pay your $10 to park there for 6 hours.
Yep. No security guards.
Nope.
No gates.
Nope.
No cameras. Just hey.
There's barely a parking lot.
Pay if you want.
Yeah, it's barely a parking lot. Corey's right. There is one distinct area of marked spaces, and then there's where we parked, which is roughly where the hobos live.
Yep. Up the hill.
Up the hill. Next to the broke down ski lift machine.
Which is not bullshit.
No, that's not a joke.
I'm going to post some of those to my IG sometime this week, just so you know.
Some
visual proof.
Pretty cool graffiti up there. Bob's going to have a video of that, in the recap of the trip.
That could be a hard edit because I didn't take as much footage as I was anticipating, but we can
splice it into to something, I'm sure. Yeah. Just
I'll see what I can do.
Maybe a shortcuts of the Gatlinburg adventures. and as we got out, you know, we did discover the honor system parking lot, and we went to a board game store that was also a head shop.
Yeah, which is perfect. I mean, I've never seen any of those in Orlando, and you'd think that they'd be all over the fucking place.
It's
an Ocarina / Bong.
That would sell.
Yes,
that would sell so well.
No, it's hard-pressed nugget dice.
And the guy...
You can smoke the criticals.
I don't know that he was the owner of the store, but he was certainly the only person working. He was so happy and just so
friendly
stupid cheerful. And just like, I mean, sure thing, guys, man, yeah,
it was completely acceptable that he might have owned the place.
Yeah.
But if he did not, then the person who does run it knows how to hire.
Yes.
Yeah. He knows they know their staff.
There is a clientele and an employee type that they wanted, and they hit the nail on the head. Hit the nail on the head shop.
Yep.
It was a neat little shop.
Bong.
Some good stuff. Didn't get anything there because it's a very expensive area of the country.
A little bit of a market.
Everything was bizarrely overpriced.
Everything was bizarrely overpriced. That's a very good way to put it.
And there were no like out of print games there at all.
No, everything was current run.
Oh, and also apparently there's an oversized edition of Pass the Pigs out now.
Yes, so they're giant foam piggies.
Yeah, and that's going to happen sometime soon at my house.
I think it's Pass the Big Pigs.
Past the Porkies.
Yeah, sure. And then we walked Gatlinburg for about an hour and a half. To maybe 2 hours.
Yeah, we keep a running tally of how many different alcohol boutiques, We had passed.
Lots of wineries.
Lots of wineries and cider distilleries.
Yep, cider distilleries.
So breweries, I guess.
If anybody watching the show is a t-shirt airbrush artist and is out of work.
Well, if you're just an enthusiast.
Or yeah. just an enthusiast, yes. If you like t-shirt airbrush mm-hmm. art, I encourage you to come to Gatlinburg.
This is your mecca.
You have found home.
Yeah.
Because there are no less mm-hmm. than 15 airbrush t-shirt shops in Gatlinburg.
Welcome 441.
Right, yeah.
Bring a blank van through if you want some like gratis work for a hungry artist.
And there is also lots of beef jerky stores.
Uh-huh.
Pretty cool record store.
That was pretty. Yeah, that was
pretty
yeah.
pretty cool record store.
Yeah, that it was felt like damn walking bomb.
A big closet.
Yeah, it really was. It was like walking into a closet, but it was packed floor to ceiling full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And really high quality stuff too.
It's kind of like our houses, except they're selling stuff out of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. But yeah, they had a couple of out-of-print DVDs or DVD sets there, yep. which was pretty interesting, and a lot of attractive-looking vinyls and such.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really neat. Mm-hmm. Some good stuff there.
Homemade fudge.
Homemade fudge.
Yeah, a bunch of homemade
lots
fudge.
Of homemade fudge. lots of beef jerky. Lots of beef jerky stores.
Unusual
what
beef
do you,
jerky.
So what do you do when you're like caught in a thicket of beef jerky outlets like that? You get rabbit.
You get whiskey rabbit jerky.
You get whiskey rabbit jerky, which I haven't, tried yet.
Which is not a breed of rabbit.
No.
It is just jerky made with
Bugs Bunny.
Whiskey.
It's just alcoholic Bugs Bunny.
Yep, so it's Bugs.
What's up, Doc?
Harassing Elmer Fudd.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. He's a little too witty for like hard drinking. Maybe like a glass and a half of wine.
He's a gin drinker.
Tonic,
he's a
gin and tea drinker. Yeah, he stirs it with his finger.
Oh, okay.
He's got the pickle. That's why he's with got his glove on.
You can see that.
Yeah, there it is. There
right,
it is.
Right.
And that by carrot, sense. You mean carrot, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. we saw an accident when we were walking, and the woman who got out of the car was very mad.
Yep.
Really.
Really, really angry.
Yeah.
Something
about the Southern hospitality that breaks down once you begin getting into the middle of the country. Like in Georgia, Georgia's still about as Southern as you would imagine the South sure. to be. Yeah. So like good food, good manners, bad ideas, yeah. all that stuff. But they're still super polite, you know, down sure. there.
Yep.
But when you get up into Tennessee and then, well, it kind of becomes a little bit like Florida where the Southern hospitality is just like an option or a suggestion or mainly kept to families, uh-huh. right? Because it's all of a sudden just Southern attitude. And it's like, really? It's like, well, you cut me off, man. Right?
And then they, of course, and as Bob mentioned, Pigeon Forge in Gatlinburg is a place where two-lane roads will meet in five different intersections at one point. So it's like their maps look like asterisks. And they
have clusters.
Yeah. And these two people, the hitter and the hitty, mm-hmm. just stepped in the middle of the road and
let's exchange our numbers right here in the intersection.
Yeah, yeah. Let's block traffic.
No,
so that
pulling
was
over, and traffic was already bad enough by that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of glad we were on foot traffic by that point.
Yeah. We got slush puppies.
Yeah. Ooh,
they were good.
First slush puppy in how many?
Oh, forever.
Yep.
I can't think of the last time I had a slush puppy.
First Slurpee I've had in a couple of years. It didn't have any alcohol in it. Self-administered.
Yeah, they were really good. They're very tasty. But then we headed back, and it was a good night, mm-hmm. good food.
Board games.
Pot roast
board games. Yeah.
Heavy-ass, tasty dinner.
Hello, Cretans. This is Bob, and we'll get back to the Nerd Not podcast shortly. Just wanted to take a moment to say thank you for downloading. As you might know, podcast hosting sites aren't free, and we're attempting to build a Cretans Guild website, and we could really use your help. Over at patreon.com/CretansGuild, you'll find a series of tiers that support us and get you exclusive gear and swag that only you can find there. And if you don't care for our form of banter, then you can step into a place of
outer darkness, a lake of fire, a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth, a place of eternal separation, a prison, a place of torment where the worm doth turn or die.
Or you could even join the smallest of tiers as just one good old American dollar. No matter what, you'll be helping us out. And you could proudly say you are a member of the guild.
And then today.
Oh,
so
Pigeon Forge side.
The Pigeon Forge side. So you guys are aware by now, Bob has two kids. I have one. First time that they have seen each other in 4 years. So as happy as the three of us were to get back together, the three children have basically been Tasmanian devils inside of a burlap sack this weekend. both the good and bad of that. Yeah. It's been an adventure. Right. And it's been overwhelming, and there's a lot of emotions running high because they're very happy to see each other, but they're also very different kids than the last time they saw each other. Mm-hmm. So they're feeling each other out and trying to figure out how to play with each other again, and that's been fun. Yeah.
I don't think for any of the parties.
No. I'm just trying to spin it positively.
Yeah.
But it's been great to see the kids back together again. That said,
there's only so many ways you can spin a torture wheel. Right.
And we had an idea today, and I think it was a good idea because it was a lot of fun, albeit loud, to go to Dave and Buster's today. We got the kids tickets. We went to Dave and Buster's. We had a good old time. It was great. The problem with Dave and Buster's is that after an hour, you get tinnitus.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is why the bar is there.
And that's rough.
Yeah.
Rhythmic tinnitus.
And were the bar affordable, this is a problem that solves itself.
Yeah, right.
But the cheeseburgers are $17.
Cheeseburgers, $17.
So that was right out. so we did not solve our tinnitus problems with alcohol. We instead soldiered forth.
Didn't solve my flatulence problems.
And we found a barbecue place. And for me, this is the first time.
We had to do Southern barbecue here.
First time I've had Southern barbecue in 4 years. And it was everything I remember.
That's pretty much why. It's like we can go anywhere we want to where we live and run into sundry
in
different categories of barbecue.
It is a barren wasteland in Kalamazoo.
Yep.
There is...
Now, what would you say up there that you have in abundance that we don't have as much of?
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds.
So many cheese curds everywhere.
Is that a good thing?
Good grocery stores.
Oh, yes, it's a good thing. Hell yes, cheese curds are a good thing.
You got good grocery stores up there.
We have great grocery stores.
You don't have these everywhere, but you do have ready access to quality pie.
Yeah, we've got good pie. Mm-hmm. It's the atypical Midwest location, so it's a lot of very home-style food, a lot of very American food. You go a little bit further west into Minnesota, you start getting a little bit weirder. And then Chicago is just mecca of food. Well, because like fucking lutefisk.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit like that.
Yes.
But Chicago is mecca
for food.
Make me miss
that place more than I already do.
Kalamazoo is a lot more controlled, though. But, I mean, it's really good sandwich shops.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of
Taco
really
Bobs. You got Taco Bobs.
We have Taco Bobs, which is...
throw a taco into a cup and call it a walking taco.
They do.
And it's magnificent, actually.
It really is.
Yeah.
It is Kalamazoo's answer to Taco Bell, except it's good. Naked chicken chalupa aside.
Right.
Because that is a gift from the
That's
heavens.
That's a specialty.
Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal.
I can't dash Taco Bell too much because it fulfills a very specific niche.
It does.
Yes.
That 4 a.m. niche.
The 4 a.m. niche.
Yes, the desperation niche.
But if I'm like, man, I need fast food tacos,
mm-hmm.
I will say 9 times out of 10 I'm going to go to Taco Bob's.
Right.
Just because it's better.
Because you have one up there.
I miss Tijuana Flats. I very much miss Tijuana Flats.
You can make the trip down to Fisher's.
I'm not driving 4 hours for a fucking burrito.
But it's Tijuana Flats and fries.
I'm not making 4 hours for burritos and...
Dream shopping for a new computer?
Dream shopping for a new... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
All right. How about like insanely deep discounts on two-year-old Switch games?
And there's a tiki bar in Indy now too. So there's more
there's more pulling you in.
Yeah. There's more good than bad, and Kokomo Toys is on the way.
I'm
trying to downsize. anyway.
You consumer so we
whore. Got we got the Southern barbecue. And then we went back to Dave and Buster's. And I think when the adults walked into Dave and Buster's and the children ran off, I think that was when we realized that we don't want to be at Dave and Buster's anymore.
Well, where's the enclosed shooter games I can find?
Let me play with a video game vacuum cleaner and kill these ghosts and hide behind a curtain.
That's if you're playing and not just like drawing the curtains and.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, if you have a Luigi's Mansion arcade near you, the only way to check and see if someone is in there is by just throwing wide the curtain and barging in and realizing, oh, I'm sorry, people.
Yeah.
And then slowly backing away.
Yeah, it worked for me.
It did. It worked really well.
It worked very well.
We got next.
It was effective.
It was.
They were scared away.
Yes.
And, and we got to play probably one of the freshest arcade game experiences I've had in at least a good 20 years.
It was a spectacular experience. Yeah. There was a lot of really fun games there. They had this really neat motion simulator game. Which is less a game and more just a 4D movie.
That was like an interactive exhibit, more or less, right?
Yeah, it was just a movie you lay down to watch where the chair moves. Mm-hmm. It was like a D-box movie.
Yeah,
Just really short. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun, and there was some other really cool stuff in there too. 4-player air hockey was awesome.
I did like the House of the Dead cabinet.
The House of the Dead cabinet looked cool
quality. I thought it wouldn't get any better than Overkill, and I was wrong.
We had fun playing the Terminator game.
Until
our arms fell off, because that game beats the shit out of you. like at the end of it, Bob and I are just like, oh my god, my arms
Well, I like how games in the past you would just aim off screen, pull the trigger to reload, but this thing has like the magazine. You have to pump it back into the rifle.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cute.
And you run out of ammo fast.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I need two hands to hold this rifle.
I'm trying to remember if it was a Time Crisis that did the pump.
Time Crisis.
That was Time Crisis?
Yeah, but Time Crisis also had there was something you could tap with your foot to do the reload, too.
Oh, that was like a ducking.
No. That was the duck for cover. That was a pedal. Remember that?
That's right. Okay, yeah.
So I knew that there was a game out there, and I thought it was Carnival for the longest time because a couple of weeks ago I went to the Arcade Monsters in Oviedo, and they have a Carnival there, like a stock cabinet.
Really?
Yes, and I like made a beeline right for that shit. By the way, you want to talk about a game that tires your arms out?
Yeah.
I can't even finish a stage.
Really?
Yes, because it is just you just jacking off a trigger like nonstop. You can't make headshots for shit because you have to hit the target so many times to down them, and then you point off screen. I thought it was a pump before, and it was not. I'm so many suggestive gestures right now, but you have to keep like just over and over again. And by the time I got to like the what was that guy's name? Hambone, the first boss. I was like. Started popping off at his head, and I'm like, I'm done. I can't.
that's basically what happened. Yeah. We got into the second stage in the Terminator game, and it was like, okay, we're there.
I'd actually quit at one point, put the gun down. I was like, all right, he's still playing. All right, sure, I'll jump in again.
Yeah, and then we finally were both dead. It's like, no more.
Yep.
We're done.
I'm going to do old for video games.
The new Cruisin' USA game's great. Mario Kart Arcade is a lot of fun.
Cruisin' Revolution or something.
Cruisin' Revolution, yeah, something like that.
They had a Let's Go Jungle. Was it Let's Go? It was Let's Go Safari. Yeah, it was a Let's Go Jungle there. It was basically like a kind of what you were doing in that shake that motion movie mm-hmm. thing. I can't.
The one with the gun?
The one with the guns on it, yeah.
Yeah.
And the reclined cabinet.
That game made me sick.
Yeah. Well, I tried playing it with Robbie, and he about a half of the way through, he like hit the button, and I was like, oh. Damn.
Yeah.
Because I was enjoying it. It was like mad B movie craziness.
It was fun. Yeah. But yeah, I was just like, nope, I'm gonna yak if I keep playing this. this was post barbecue, so I was mm-hmm. I was full of vittles.
Things were jostling.
And I did not want to be empty of vittles.
Jostling like London.
So we did realize that the adults wanted to leave. Because we were tired and it was loud. And we're old. And we're old. but we...
It'll happen to you one day.
Yes, it will, kids. Yes, it will. But we left and we went and did a Cretans tradition, which is old-timey photos, where we get dressed up in period costumes and take photos. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you this. The place here that we went to does really excellent work. The photographer that we had was spectacular.
Yeah. The guy's name was Matt. He was... fantastic.
Absolutely amazing. The kids were at this point starting to have some meltdowns and getting distracted.
The emotions were taking over.
The dude just knew how to talk to the kids and get them engaged and keep them active and keep them wanting to be a part of it. And I can't say enough about how great he did and how talented he is with the camera because the pictures are spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Fuck their prices. Fuck their prices with a rusty nail. But... they do good work. That's all we're going to say about that. So we came home and drank a lot of alcoholic hard cider.
Yeah, I was planning on taking some of this home, but this Tennessee Cider Company, we had 3 bottles and we're down to 1 now.
And they do good work.
Yep.
I highly recommend the blueberry.
They also do good work, but they're affordable.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah. Well, like, yes. Well, like straight up, we actually had prior, because it is a ritual, the old time photo thing.
Yeah.
We've had like plenty of prior experience with the various pricing structures of these studios and whatnot. This place was by far the highest, and it wasn't even by like a matter of inches.
No.
Well, when it was ridiculous. Package came
it was ridiculous.
Up at $499.
Well, so when they first showed it to us, and I'm looking at the screen and the prices aren't there, the first thought in my head was like, this is like the restaurants that don't put the prices on the menu.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking of when they
you
when
can't
started,
afford this.
she started to do that, and I thought, are we paying for a timeshare? Is she selling us?
Yeah.
Why can't we see anything important?
The first price is like, it's 8 prints for $500. I was like, darling, that's 2 car payments. That ain't happening.
But these prints might last out the apocalypse, and roaches can't chew on them, and all these other things. They don't bleach in the sun.
That's fine.
Yeah, we keep most of our photos inside the house.
Behind glass,
yeah.
So yeah, they're very expensive. Mm-hmm. But then we get delicious pizza.
Right.
A mellow mushroom. You know what? Mm. Everything that we've done this weekend, we could have done in Orlando.
Well, that's us, yeah. Yeah. He hasn't had barbecue in a while, and he definitely hasn't had mellow mushroom in a long time.
Can't see the mountains in Orlando. I will say that.
Well, yes. Only Space Mountain, that's it.
That's true.
Yeah, they're fiberglass.
But it has been fun to get away from everything and not be near responsibility and be amongst brothers again, because it happens far too infrequently.
And playing some fucking board games.
And playing some fucking board games, man. It's been nice. But I think we are going to wrap this up because it is 10:40 at night and I'm exhausted. God bless. And tomorrow starts the drive home for us because this was far too short. But next year we are going to be getting back together again. This is going to become an annual thing, we hope. Mm-hmm. And we will continue to do things where hopefully next time we'll have Wi-Fi. Which would be really nice. But that is going to do it for this. This time you have been brought, this episode has been brought to you not by any social media site that's out of date, but I will say the Gatlinburg Trolley Company. we'll get you there eventually.
And whose stops have been well maintained since the 1980s.
Yeah, they're looking great.
Yeah. I have photos at home of family vacations up the Gatlinburgs with the same exact stops with the same exact logos engraved on the side of them, and it's like, shit, those things have been freshly painted.
Oh, people of Gatlinburg, stop stealing the fucking hammers on the public art installations for the music place.
Oh, yeah, really?
That's not cool.
I was fixing to get down on that yesterday, and it was just like, this is a hassle, never mind.
Yeah, you guys are dicks, don't do that.
Let the kids, like, live. Damn.
But this is, I am Jay for Bob and Corey. Welcome to the Guild.
And good nights.
This podcast is part of the Some Buddies Network. You're never alone when you've got some buddies.